Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning, January the 23rd, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 29 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. And boy, do we have a whole new ripple in the Harding dog collar case. Now, we have been on this case since the beginning. Just to kind of recap everything that we know and where we are at this particular point, Laddie Boy's dog collar, President Harding's dog's dog collar, was stolen from the Harding home back in the summer of 2012, almost 11 years ago. Never turned back up, really no leads, nothing new on this item. Well, back in 2021, I was approached by somebody who wanted to remain anonymous, who put up a $1,000 reward for the return of that dog collar. Now, that went national, that story went national, and really we did not hear anything back on that of any substantiation. Well, late last year we learned that the reward had been increased to $5,000, which is a pretty good chunk of change. Now, the question has always been, is the person who has it afraid to return it because they don't want to be prosecuted? They don't want to go to jail. They don't want to pay a fine. They don't want to do all that. Well, we now know for sure, because it would be a Marion County issue, that Marion County prosecutor, in consultation with Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald, have both decided that if this dog collar is returned to the radio station, and by the way, you can call us, 740-383-9944. If you call us, come in, and we can verify that it's the dog collar, you will get that $5,000 reward. You will not be questioned by the Marion police chief. You will not be prosecuted by the Marion County prosecutor, and you will get to collect that $5,000. You could walk in to the radio station, quite literally, and say, I'm the person who took this, and nobody's going to ask you any questions. You will not face any penalties, and that'll be it. You'll collect the reward. So there you are. What do you think of this? Do you think this is going to help in the return of the Harding dog collar, which we've been talking about for so long now? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now that we have all the legal opinions on this, what are the thoughts of where we now stand with the Harding dog collar? Again, if you're just tuning in this morning, we had Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan on, and he stated unequivocally that in consultation with Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald, that no questions will be asked of the person by the police department returning the dog collar, and nobody will be prosecuted for returning the dog collar and collecting the $5,000 reward. Now, in talking with the person who has put up the $5,000 reward, that reward has been extended through President's Day at this point. Now, I brought this up last week. Do you think more money would get this collar back? Because now that we know that there is no criminal investigation, there is no charging of anybody, there is no questioning of anybody involved, what would hold somebody back at this point from bringing back the dog collar? Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. Also, is anybody surprised in what was said this morning? Do you think this will help bring back the dog collar? Do you think a greater amount of money, an increase in the reward, would help? Because I just, at this point, what do you got to lose? Because as I said to Ray, and I wanted to say it as clearly as possible, if the person walked in who stole it and said, I stole this, here it is, would they be prosecuted? Would they be questioned? And the answer is no. Police Chief Jay McDonald has agreed with that, as has Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan. So there's that story in a nutshell. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear your opinion on this. I don't know if more money would mean anything. I guess money always means something. But I certainly think finding out, if the reason you've been holding back is because you had a fear of prosecution, or you had a fear that you would be arrested by the police department, at this point, that's not going to happen. You're not going to be arrested, you're not going to be questioned, and apparently I don't even have to notify them that this has happened. And as I've always said, chances are I won't know who you are anyway. So if you call the radio station, even the time that we would take to get it verified that it was Laddie Boy's dog collar, there's no consequence. Nothing would happen. I think this is being done on everybody's behalf because they want to see it returned. They want to see it back at the Harding home. And that's where we are. So any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the return of Laddie Boy's collar, President Harding's dog's dog collar, which now will not receive any problem in returning that? All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I think that by you having that on today, that if anyone does have it, that should be an incentive for them now. I mean, to know that there would be no prosecution, I think that if someone does have it, that would really help towards them returning it. I'm just afraid that it's been so long that someone, you know, may not even be around now that took it, or might have been a kid and just threw it away or something. I'm hoping not. I sure hope it does turn up. But I think your program today, though, goes a long way in helping someone turn it in, if they do have it, I believe.
You know, I was thinking this morning, because honestly, I can tell you guys this, that I did not know what the answer to that question was going to be. All I did was send a message to Ray on Friday, and I said, hey, can you come on Monday and talk about this? I didn't know if there would be prosecution or not. So when he said that in consultation with Police Chief McDonald, I thought it was interesting because I go back through the trilogy of this, and I think for the first 9 years that it was gone and nobody ever talked about it, well, probably there was fear of prosecution. Then when the reward came in, you know, that's an incentive to return it, certainly $5,000. But I think in the back of somebody's mind, there always is this a trick? Is this a sting? Yeah. You know, are they just trying to get me in there so they can arrest me? Well, from the prosecutor's mouth, which he cannot go back on at this point, and from the police chief, nothing. So in the grand scheme, do you think this is probably the biggest movement to get this returned?
I believe so. I think that this would go a long way. I think that's a very good thing that you did.
Now, as far as the finances, because we've been talking, do you think more money would mean anything at this particular point?
No, I think the $5,000 is a great amount. Wish I had it so I could get it.
Well, yeah.
I wish I had the dog collar.
well, the person who... And you know what I was thinking about, and this is just a development within the last hour, the person who has very graciously put up this money, which has now been extended through President's Day, I think, you know, if you have the dog collar, you could quite literally be the person who stole it, walk into the radio station and say, yes, I'm the person who stole it, and you're still going to get $5,000 scot-free.
Right. I know there's really no reason at all now for someone not to turn it in. No reason whatsoever. If they have it, there's no reason to not turn it in now.
Absolutely.
They might even be considered a hero for turning it in now.
Well,
so it can go to its rightful place.
Well, when you think about it, Dick Carey, who returned Lady Justice, he was the one who stole it, and
yeah,
he's regarded as a hero of it now.
Right. That was a big thing. I mean, now that would be something you would think you would be prosecuted for.
Right, right. And I think that's the interesting thing here is that the person who has it now, which it has to exist somewhere. Even if the person has died. And as Ray was saying, because there always was that talk of, was it melted down? Did this happen? Well, you know, there was such a large story when it happened. I think any pawnbroker or a person who would take that, do that sort of thing, would have been on the lookout for something like that.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you feel it did a lot of good this morning, and I think now that the word is out and the word will spread, I certainly think it's going to be a big help in hopefully the return of this dog collar.
Me too.
Hey,
I sure hope so.
Thank you.
Good work on your part.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, and I'm inclined to believe that as well as our caller there, that, hey, if you're not going to face any consequence at this point, and you are going to receive something, $5,000, which is not a small chunk of change, and also now we have to turn to the people who might have a tip as to where this dog collar is. Because if you called in with a tip now, there's no prosecution for you or any worry on your behalf that something's going to happen. No prosecution, no questions from the police department. That is the word this morning on the return of the Harding dog collar. Does anybody else have any thoughts on this? 27 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on this. I think it is just a fascinating story because the three questions now that I'm asking, does this mean something? Does it mean something that out of the Marion County prosecutor's mouth that there will be no prosecution, no questions from the police department if you return the Harding dog collar? Would more money mean anything, or is the $5,000 good through President's Day? What would be the motive at this point for somebody to keep that dog collar? Do you think this is going to help? Do you think this is the final straw, we should say, or final thing that would get somebody to return this dog collar? Do you think this is the thing where the prosecutor says we will not prosecute anybody and the police chief says we will not question anybody? Give us a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think this was the moment today that maybe will put us in the right direction of having Laddie Boy's dog collar returned, which has been gone for more than 10 years from the Harding home? I'd love to hear your opinion, just like our first caller there. If you have an opinion, weigh in here, 740-751-4038. All right. Well, I hope everybody survived the snow yesterday. It was kind of unexpected. Kind of came out of the blue. I started hearing about it the day before. Didn't know when it was going to start. Didn't know what was going to happen. But as I was going to work yesterday, there was a pretty good amount of snow on the ground. Made the roads a little slick. And that was that. Looks like it's cleared up for the most part, which is nice. But hope everybody made it through the snow okay. Did want to let everybody know, I had a great weekend. Went to the Der Dutchman in Belleville on Saturday in celebration of Angie's birthday with her family. Had a great time there with Jeannie and Angie and the whole bunch. Had not been to Der Dutchman in a while, and it was kind of funny because last week I was talking to George Kasotis and Buckeye Guy about Der Dutchman, and we had discussed that they love it, that George had been there recently, and Buckeye Guy said he goes there once a month, and I said, boy, I haven't been in quite a long time. So kind of odd that's where we would end up for the big birthday celebration, but it was a lot of fun on Saturday night. And went back to Jeannie's house after and had a slice of birthday cake. So it was a good day. Good night and a good time at Der Dutchman. I had a salad, a grilled chicken salad, that was really good. So that was my weekend. Now, yesterday I ran into a gentleman in the grocery store who listened to us quite a bit when we were on over-the-air radio. And I don't think he was aware that we had gone to digital. So I gave him the information yesterday. He said he did have the internet on how to listen to us. So I hope he's back with us this morning. Ruben, one of our... And he was a devoted listener. He's the most polite man. Every time I see him in the store, we have a nice little conversation. He always says hello, always teases me about the fruitcakes. So Ruben, if you're out there, I hope you got that app downloaded. And I hope you're back with us this morning, here 24/7, just like we always were. So, Ruben, if you're out there, give us a call. We would love to know that you're back with us. And if not, hopefully within the next few days. I know a lot of our other listeners have come back with us. And remember, you can download that app on your smart TV. You can download it on your smartphone. You can download it on your laptop. You can download it pretty well anywhere. Anything that'll let you put an app on it, your Alexa, your Google Dot, whatever you'd like to do, download the item, and you can be with us. So, Ruben, I hope you got it downloaded, and I hope you're back with us this morning. If you are, give us a buzz and say hello to us. 740-751-4038. You could let us know what you think about the dog collar situation. You never know, though. It might take a few days, because yesterday with the snowstorm and the football games and all that going on, it might take a few days before we hear from Ruben. But hopefully he'll be back with us. Do want to remind everybody again, Del Taco opening on February the 8th. Isn't that the story of Marion? I feel like I should keep repeating that, because the first date given was not right of January the 18th, I believe was the original date given. So now we're on to February the 8th, and they will be open 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. weekdays. So that is Del Taco. And if you haven't downloaded the Del Taco app, if you download it before they open here in Marion, you'll get a free taco the first time you go there. So there's that. Now, we've also got our big Groundhog Day celebration coming up next Thursday. I can't believe it's next Thursday, just right around the corner. But it's going to be interesting. We'll be on from 8:15 until 10 that morning. And what will happen is Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio, will be bringing in a groundhog pizza. Now, under four slices of this groundhog pizza, it will say early spring. And under four slices, it will say six more weeks of winter. And then what will happen is somebody in a groundhog suit will show up, take a bite of pizza, and whatever piece of pizza they pick up, whatever prediction is under that piece, will be the prediction that we'll be giving. And again, our groundhog, which is not a real groundhog, our groundhog will be known as Warren Groundhog Harding. So that's where we are with that. And also, there'll be a plaque presented to the person who gets the most groundhog trivia right. Now, we'll be doing groundhog trivia on Wednesday, February the 1st, from 8:15 until 10 a.m. And also, if you guess the identity of the person under the groundhog suit, you'll get something as well. Now, I don't know if that'll be a plaque or if that'll be a prize. I'm not sure yet. But who do you think will be under the groundhog suit? Who will be under the groundhog hat? We'll probably do this whole thing. I haven't decided yet if it'll be 8:45 or 9:15. We'll probably just play it by ear that morning. I know some people have said they would like to come out and watch it. Hopefully we have nice weather. And that will all play itself out in a very positive way. All right, any thoughts on Groundhog Day coming up? 740-751-4038. Does it sound like a fun event to you? Sounds like a fun event to me. 740-751-4038. And again, that'll all be at the radio station on South Prospect Street on Thursday, February the 2nd, starting at 8:15 a.m. All right, and I also want to leave this open again. Does anybody have any thoughts on the Harding dog collar? If you're just tuning in, we got it all confirmed this morning from Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan that there will be no charges filed if you return the dog collar. There will be no questions asked by the Marion Police Department. That's from Police Chief Jay McDonald. It will just be you coming in, giving us the dog collar. We will verify that it is the dog collar. And once we do, you will get the $5,000 reward. Just that easy. And we're extending that through President's Day. So you have about a month to do that. What day is President's Day? I think President's Day is the 20th. So today's the 23rd. So you have through the 20th to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, and let us know where that dog collar is. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on it? I'm going to leave it open once again. Do you think this will lead to the return of the dog collar because there will be no punishment or questioning by any law authority? Do you think that's a big push to get the dog collar returned? And do you think the money amount is okay? Does the money matter in this situation of $5,000? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 if you have any thoughts on that. Let's see. It's always interesting, isn't it? What you can find out. And I really did not know what the answer was going to be this morning. When I contacted Ray on Friday, I did not know if the statute of limitations were up. I did not know if it was something different because it was an historical item. I really did not know what would happen with that. But here we are. No questions, no punishment at this particular purpose. All right. Let's see. Okay. Well, we have a Family Feud question here that's kind of interesting. Okay. Well, is this the one we were going to do last week? You know, we had one out here last week, and I'm not sure if this was the one we were going to do or not. Let me see here. Well, you know, some of these I'm not sure about. Okay. Well, we did that one about calling in sick. I think we did that a few weeks ago. Somehow I think I grabbed the wrong card. I don't know where that card went that I had out last week. Okay. Well, some of these... By the way, give us a call if you have any thoughts. 740-751-4038. Boy, oh boy. Okay, this is a good question. I think I found a good Family Feud question here. Okay, tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. Six answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. 740-751-4038. Six big answers here on the board. Now, you know, $5,000 for the Harding dog collar would be a quarter of $20,000. So again, the question here this morning, the Family Feud question, what's the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000? Six answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Spears, is it snowing lightly outside your door like it is outside my door?
You know, I don't see any snow out there this morning.
Did you shovel yesterday?
I did shovel a little bit yesterday.
I enjoy shoveling, and it's good exercise.
There wasn't too much to shovel, really, though. Maybe only a couple inches.
It was real mushy, like a big snow cone. My logical answer, which probably will not be there, is just pay off my mortgage or make a big payment toward it. That's probably not there, so I'll say a dumb, boring answer, furniture.
Furniture, let's see here. Well, you know, it'd have to be more specific on that. What type of furniture? Well, like living room furniture?
Well, couch or sofa, whatever they call that here.
Yeah, living room furniture is number three on the list. What did you make of...
Let's put an answer that you and I would appreciate. This won't be there. Some insulation and walls and make a little radio studio.
That's
not going to be there, but that's what you and I would do, though.
Well, yeah, with $20,000, why not? I don't think it would cost a full $20,000. What did you make of the word on the dog collar this morning?
Well, it's very kind to the police chief not to prosecute. I mean, we just need to get it back because of the historical value. You know, and the whole thing might be a big publicity stunt, just like the Lady Justice. I mean, who knows? Something is weird about this.
Well, now if you...
I mean, now's the time. I mean, no questions asked, no prosecution, and a nice little check.
Yeah, I mean, literally, as I said to Prosecutor Grogan, you could walk into the radio station with the dog collar, say, I'm the person who took it 11 years ago, hand it to me, and as long as I get it verified by the Harding home, you will get $5,000, you will not get prosecuted, you will not even be questioned by the police department.
This kind of gets to your friend Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson, other people, you know, where there's been a criminal issue. I mean, this is obviously not as serious. I don't want to downplay it, but what I'm getting at is, would there be a civil suit? Might even our friend Mr. Blessing file a civil suit because of this? Is that possible, or is this person going to be exempt from all charges, civil and criminal?
Well, again, because as I've always said, I would never reveal who brought it back. So and since the police department would be the only person who could get that out of me, they're saying they're asking no questions. And if the police department...
I mean, somebody else might be there when the person walks in. Somebody, you know, might just be watching.
With
this fancy dog collar. I mean, it's 2023, Scott.
So no, nobody... Listen, I've been there a long... Nobody's ever there when I'm there doing the show.
Okay. So I didn't know.
But, no, I would think to do a civil case... I mean, you would have to... What would be the civil charge?
I mean, could somebody...
Pain and suffering?
I mean, I didn't hear all the talk with Ray, but, you know, I know enough about the law to be dangerous, so to speak. And could somebody subpoena the information that, you know, it was a theft and file a civil suit and require that the identity be released? I mean, I don't know.
You can't require that. You can't
hear the entire interview, but that to me, that's
no, well, you can't require that. You should know you can't require that of the media because under the First Amendment, we have freedom of the press and we can keep sources private.
Didn't Mary Tyler Moore go to jail once because she wouldn't reveal a source?
Well, that was television.
That was a TV show. That was a TV show, but there are extenuating circumstances, I believe, and I might be wrong about that.
If a crime has been committed, but if the prosecutor and the police chief have said beforehand that they no longer consider it a crime and the statute of limitations is gone, then I would not reveal it.
You can see where that might be a question, though.
Well, the civil suit...
I know it's a TV show, but there was a lot of... It was realistic in many ways, and that happened on a Mary Tyler Moore episode.
Yeah, but back to the heart of the question, what would be... Civil suits are for pain and suffering. If the dog collar is brought back, who's filing a pain and suffering clause?
I don't know. I mean, that's the legal question. I think it's Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson. Again, I'm not saying that it's the same.
Well, that's because
there can be a civil and a criminal aspect to it.
Well, I think that's because it was people involved in this particular case. Who owns the Harding dog collar? No single person owns it at the Harding home.
It's points to ponder, though. And again, I didn't know if you talked to Ray about that. I didn't hear the entire interview, but kind of came up. Yeah, and in terms of the check, so the anonymous person who's offering the check, would the person just make the check out the cash, or would the person put in the
I don't think it would be a check. I don't know for sure. I have never discussed that in depth with the person, but I don't believe it would be a check.
Yeah, I just you know me, I overthink these things, but it is kind of fascinating. And again, it's tax time, but it's 2023, so. Would the person get a 1099 and, of course, wouldn't have taxes till next year? Maybe I'm overthinking it, but yeah, for a large amount of money, those things come into play.
Well, I don't know. I think that's more deterrent to not bring it back, but I don't see any of that being an issue because...
Okay, if we have any attorneys who are listening, call in. I think these are interesting points. Again, maybe I'm over-dramatizing, but, you know...
Well, why do you think somebody... Let me ask you this question. The thing's been gone 11 years. The prosecutor doesn't feel the need to prosecute. The police chief doesn't even feel the need to question the person. Why would anybody, if the thing was returned, be up in arms? If the police chief isn't and the prosecutor isn't, what would bring somebody... Oh,
well,
my God! That thing's back. I'm so angry.
I think Jay and Ray and all of our excellent law enforcement people in Marion have better things to do. I agree. There could be a civil suit.
No, I don't think there could. I don't think there could because
I might be wrong. And again, you know, I'm maybe reading into it too much. You know, I would be interested if a lawyer is listening, call in and answer that. Maybe it's unfounded, but.
Well, again, I'll tell you this. I would never tell who it was, so there's not going to be much of a civil suit.
Right, but could there be a subpoena requiring it?
I would take the Fifth.
Yeah.
I would never reveal it, period.
But you can see where I bring that up. So you don't see a parallel with that Mary Tyler Moore episode?
No, because I remember the episode, but I believe she was keeping a secret... The identity of something involved in a crime, and this is no crime because both the prosecutor and the police chief have said it's over.
Right. It's almost like that diplomatic immunity is almost what it is.
Yeah.
It's an immunity declared by the local law enforcement.
And in the Cosby case again and all those, there was a crime committed. No crime here anymore.
Again, I mean, you know, these are maybe dumb questions, maybe real questions. So let's say the person lives in, you know, Mount Vernon. So is the Knox County Sheriff also going to exempt, or is it not in that jurisdiction? It's only in the jurisdiction of where it was taken from.
Yeah, only in the jurisdiction of where it was done.
But you can see these questions are kind of fascinating.
Well, I think it's interesting that it's... listen, everything's... just like the guy who murdered the other guy, or allegedly murdered the other guy. They found him up in Detroit. They're not going to try him up in Detroit. They're going to bring him back to Marion.
Just wondering. And again, the Mary Tyler Moore thing, especially with, you know, an infamous one-time guest star, Mary Tyler Moore, and one of the supporting actors who was on many times, most recently passed away, Jed Asner and Pat Carroll, of course, and then many others I'm sure you've talked to have been on the show. It kind of comes up because that show, you know, it was a farce in many ways, but it was also very realistic. And that show about Mary, the prostitute, was her roommate in jail, and you wouldn't think of Mary as someone who would go to jail. She was so pure, you know, and so perfect, but that even happened. So it's just a point to bring up, but bottom line is, yeah, we just need to have the collar back and move on with it. And I agree, you know, Jay has more things to worry about in Marion than this, and we all want the collar back anyway. So we can, you know, we know humans aren't perfect, and we can certainly let this slide.
And it will. It's in the books at this point.
Okay, well, I'll go see if I can win $20,000 in the lottery, Scott, and upgrade my radio studio, and I'll share some of that with you and put some insulation there and get your house.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I know a lot of people were calling in there. If that was you, give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A bathroom remodel.
A bathroom remodel. No bathroom.
Walk-in shower to be.
No walk-in shower, but a good guess. Good guess. No walk-in shower on the list. All right, here comes another call. Remember, phone lines are open. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes, Grand Central Station here this morning. I like it. Go ahead.
One thing that somebody, you know, might consider, too, is that it's not illegal for the law to lie to you.
It's not illegal for the law to lie.
If they had the SWAT team out and you had people...
I think it's the weather. It's like messed up.
Okay, I think it's back on now. Can you hear us again now?
No.
It should be back on.
Oh, there you came.
Yeah, there we are.
There. Because I thought I touched something. I got out and I went back in. It was the same thing. I called, and then Verizon came on. So I figured maybe you had trouble.
Yeah, just a little bit of an internet issue there. But yeah, we're back up and running here.
Okay, I'm going to guess appliance. Say a refrigerator.
Refrigerator. I don't see a refrigerator on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Hey, Lee, if you want to call back, I don't know. We had an internet glitch there. We've got 3 minutes left. Give me a call back. 740-751-4038. I am going to have to figure out what in the world is causing those glitches in the morning. Lee, if you're out there, call us back. I didn't hang up on you. Everything kind of went south there for a few minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good. Wanted to share.
Oh, wait a second. Go ahead. Hello?
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, I was wondering what happened.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes. Okay, now what were we saying here? It's the police can't lie to you is what we were saying?
Police is allowed to lie to you. There's nothing, you know, that you can do or something. You know, it's legal.
Well, I would not imagine that they would come on the radio and announce that. I think that would really get them into a lot of trouble.
I don't think there's going to, you know, and their word is, you know, both up. I don't think anything's going to happen, but, you know, criminals always got to, especially you've been through it. Through the system a little bit, you know, they've lied to you before, and you know it, and, you know, they've tried to get your coat.
Yeah, but in this particular situation, to be honest, I wouldn't even call them at this point, because they've both told me there's no, and they weren't telling, because I didn't take the dog collar, so, you know.
The person would probably want you to have, when they came in with that collar, they would probably want you to have somebody from Harding Home and you, and the person from the Harding Home say, yeah, that's it. You give them money and they walk out.
And I think we'd be glad to do it that way if that's how they wanted it done. I think in this
particular... they're not going to want to give you the collar and say, okay, buddy, you know, I'll go verify this and get back with you. What's the phone number? You know.
Right. No, we would do it however they wanted, and if that's how they wanted to do it, we would do it that way. I, you know, to me at this point, as long as it comes back, you know, I know the person who put up the money has it. I know they're willing to give it. So at this point, whatever they want to do.
That's a good chunk of change. I don't know really if any more would help out or not, you know, but I seriously doubt it. I think if somebody knew something or if they wanted was going to give it back, they would give it back with $5,000.
I would hope so. I would hope. Well, hey, thanks
You're
for calling.
Listening to WWGH
All
Radio,
right, I'm done for the day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you.